Well, good morning. It is December 8th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be continuing through 2 Chronicles chapter 8, the home stretch here. 3 John, we're going to start and finish that book, short one-chapter book. We're also going to finish the book of Habakkuk, 3 chapters. We're done with that prophet. Going to start the book of Zephaniah tomorrow. And then Luke chapter 22. So let's get in the Word today. 2 Chronicles chapter 8 this morning. 2 Chronicles chapter 8. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, wherein Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, that the cities which Hiram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. And Solomon went to Hamath-Zobah and prevailed against it. And he built Tadmor in the wilderness and all of the store cities which he built in Hamath. Also he built Beth-Horon the upper and Beth-Horon the nether, fenced cities with walls and gates and bars and Bahaloth. And all the store cities that Solomon had and all the chariot cities and the cities of the horsemen and all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon and throughout all of the land of his dominion. As for all the people that were left of the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which were not of Israel, but of their children who were left them in the land whom the children of Israel consumed not, them did Solomon make to pay tribute until this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no servants for his work, but they were men of war, and chief of captains, and captains of the chariots, and horsemen. And these were the chief of the kings, of King Solomon's officers, even 250 that bare rule over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughters of Pharaoh out of the city of David into the house that he had built for her. For he said, my wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places are holy whereunto the ark of the Lord hath come. And then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built before the porch, and even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandments of Moses on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feast 3 years, 3 times in the year, even in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And he appointed according to the order of David his father the courses of the priests to the servants, and the Levites to their charge, to praise and minister before the priest as the duty of every day required, the porters also by their courses at every gate, for so had David the man of God commanded. And they departed not from the commandment of the king unto the priest of the Levites concerning the matter, or concerning the treasures. Now all the works of Solomon was prepared unto the day of the foundation of the house of the Lord, and until it was finished. And so the house of the Lord was perfected. And then went Solomon to Ezion-Geber and to Eloth at the seaside in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent him by the hand of his servants' ships and servants that had knowledge of the sea. And they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir and took thence 450 talents of gold and brought them to King Solomon. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 8. Let's move on over to the book of 3 John. 3 John. One chapter, just one chapter today in this book, 3 John. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. And we therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. And he that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself, yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee, but I trust I shall surely see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet friends by name. That was 3 John. We started and finished 3 John today, another book in the books today, so to speak. Let's go and finish yet another book today, the book of Habakkuk, Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3 today. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years make known, in the wrath remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise, and his brightness was as the light, and he had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth, he beheld and drove asunder the nations, and everlasting mountains were scattered, the perpetual hills did bow, his ways were everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? And thy bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word. And thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. And the mountains saw thee, and they trembled. And overflowing of the water passed by, and the deep uttered his voice, and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in the abundance at the light of thine arrows. And they went, and at the shining of the glittering spear. And thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation upon the neck. And thou didst strike through with the staves the head of his villages, and they came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. And their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. And thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses through the heaps of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. And although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be on the vines, and the labor of the olive tree shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instrument. That was the book of Habakkuk. Yet another book today in the books. That's great. We start, as I said before, Zephaniah tomorrow. That the book I know we all spend our devotions in every day. Now, I think the last time I read Zephaniah was last year around this time. Let's move to our Bible reading, final Bible reading today in Luke 22. Luke 22 today. Luke chapter 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan unto Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12, and he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad, and they covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. And then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when you enter into the city, there shall be a man to meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into his house, where he entered in. Then ye shall say unto the good man of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished, there, make ready. And they went and found as they had said unto him, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me at this table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors, but ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. And ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said unto Simon, 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 behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoe, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. And then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this is written, that this that is written must be accomplished in me. And he was reckoning among the transgressors, and the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. And he went out, and went as he wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray, that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, and was come to the disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before him, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? And when they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest, and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple, and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour, and the power of darkness. And then took they him, and led him, and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, this man also was with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. And after a little while another saw him, and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, of truth, this fellow was also with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, and how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And then Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him as on the face, and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into the council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us. Then he said unto them, If I tell you, you would not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. And hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. And then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, You say that I am. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves had heard of his own mouth. That was our reading today for December 8th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, we are in the home stretch. We are almost done for 2022. Again, I want to continue to press in on picking up the Bible again with me in 2023 and encourage others to do so. I'd like to see as many people as possible join us, because again, it's just such a great habit to be in, God's Word, to just be feeding on God's Word each and every single day. And so make sure that you're encouraging others to join us, and so and be planning on doing so yourself. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. Thank you so much for this word. Lord, I thank you so much for Jesus, and God, that he is indeed our great Passover lamb. Lord, that just as Jesus told the disciples to prepare the Passover meal, it signified your passing over of death, the angel of death in the Old Testament, so too, Lord, you prepared Jesus that night in the garden. Lord, you prepared him to be taken, to be scourged, ultimately to be slain, sacrificed for our sins. And Lord, we thank you so much for that payment, because it is through that payment that we live. And we thank you so much that the proof of that is that our Lord didn't stay dead, Lord, that he is alive and well right now, seated at your right hand, just as he said at the end of this passage, and waiting that great day when he returns. And Lord, may it be today. Lord, may it be today. Lord, we just come quickly, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I just ask for that. But Lord, give us strength for today. Give us all that we need to be able to honor you, Lord, in all things. We love you, and we praise you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.